Wilkinson's poems demonstrate a rare sensitivity to the natural world and its significance to human lives. This Poets Weave program presents poems by Claude Wilkinson, a visual artist and teacher in the English departments of a number of colleges and universities. His first published volume, Reading the Earth, won the 1998 Naomi Long Maggott Poetry Award. I am Jenny Kander. The Christ's Thorn. Only a cloud of garnet spines, a cheval de frise at the edge of the yard, but what a wonder to witness cardinals and kinglets alighting in it, the polished rosaries of their eyes as generous as stained glass. For them, peril has no such face. The thorn is rest above the crossroads of sky. Elsewhere is a destination they will or won't undertake. They wouldn't dream of injury from such convenience pricking their crests, the bright nimbus of blood it could draw. It's anguish to finger, even to think of the hard cockspur, and yet I've had to fight my hands twisting the twigs, fashioning them, testing, if you wish, their legend of suppleness, till the air of muted singing becomes urgent enough to resurrect one to things of this life, back to thorny branches, where all the sacred birds have, alas, taken off. Slug. How is it that even through the pitch-black lawn and drizzle as awesome as a typhoon for you, the gauntlet of night beaks for which you would be simply greasy ambrosia, that you, without so much as one decent eye and no other visible guide but the map of your diaphanous lust, can manage to lube away onto my porch to take what the dog has left? Anyhow, perhaps it was that slow bulging of horns as you dribbled into the orgy of scraps, those horns and your rising from damp waves of grass that likened you to evil, the beast of revelation that will come from the sea. Perhaps it was because you were my only real chance to prove the philosophy of resisting sin, be the salt I am supposed to be, that I squandered a few grains and marvelled at how you dwindled like lightning from both ends at once. Moles. There are days when we too do as little as fattening among chrysanthemums, when our lives must seem as mundane and even clothes bind like a chamber of dirt. Yet, on a whim, we can surface into the potpourri of wild pink and jasmine, or drift to the singing of orioles, the joie de vivre, a world above their tithes of scuffing, their blind wanderlust through pebbles and bulbs. Landmarks. Talk about cringing when Sonny heard siren in the muddy wash beneath Baptist's Lane, even when he skinned to his BVDs, crabbed walked the steep cliff to the huge culvert's very tip, it was still a good 30-foot dive. That summer, I knew we could never last as friends. I mean, he should have respected my fear of heights, that brotherhood of chickens who always toe the line. Years later, when I heard his woman had shot him, it was winter, frozen over. All I cared to think of was us hunting birds with air rifles, aiming into a sunburst of pines, the flinch of a finger reducing the highest, gayest of songs into lumps of bright feathers hurling towards the cold, snowy ground. A simpler optimism. The wood peewee sings at daybreak and at twilight. The World Book Encyclopedia. Sometimes there's a moral in the most frivolous fact, and often when there is, we've known it all along. Just fancy nightfall as a richer degree of day, carrying stars that everyone may have his own piece of light. Then there are birds that sing both day and night. Maybe notice how the freer kind always sees some light. These have been poems by Claude Wilkinson on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.